Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And I just would like to share some things on my heart for this special broadcast. I feel the Lord's just not wanting me to do teaching so much as just sharing what I feel the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to His people. I have the privilege every Saturday morning to join with members of my minister's fellowship, and we have a prayer conference early in the morning on every Saturday morning, and I've been doing this now for quite some time. It's been going on for several years, and ministers all over the nation who are part of our fellowship, we join and talk about what's going on in the nation and the world, and pray for that, and if there's needs personally for one another as well. And beloved, we're living in some very serious times. It's almost unbelievable as we listen to the news and see what's occurring in our nation and around the world, that we are in the very end of times. And beloved, if there's a message that we need to share with the world, with our families, with unsaved loved ones, with friends, is that Jesus is coming back. No man knows the time or the hour, but we can look at the season that we're in. And beloved, we're in the beginning of sorrows. There's no question of that. I know there are many ministries that are dedicated to, God's given them a special calling to research and understand Scripture regarding the end times, prophetic ministries, and praise God for that. There are those ministries, you know, that feel to do more in terms of addressing the issues in our government and what's going on. And praise God for every God-ordained ministry that is fulfilling the calling that God has placed upon them. This ministry has been called to proclaim the unveiled Christ. And as I've shared from time to time, that word unveiled, that Greek word is apokalypsis, which means the revelation or the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that's exactly what the book of Revelation does. It's the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, not just a revelation of what's happening in the end times. It's revealing that Jesus is not only Savior, but He is the soon returning King. He's coming for a people who are waiting for Him. And beloved, there is a great separation going on within the church of what is called the Church of Jesus Christ, the nominal church, because, beloved, there are many today in mainline denominations. In fact, it's just staggering. I just heard some recent news that the Pope has now declared that we need to be current with the times. And so, in an absolutely astounding declaration, he is now allowing divorce and abortion and the homosexual agenda. And, beloved, It's coming to a place that you and I, every single one who names the name of the Lord, has to make a decision. We're either going to follow what the Word of God says, or we're going to follow the traditions and the rudiments of man, the doctrines of man, or what is politically expedient and appropriate, or we're either going to seek man and try to please him, or we're going to seek God and try to please God. And as I was praying, I envisioned the wind and fire of God moving together, and I knew there was a message to share share with those who are listening today. What do we know from Scripture? Well, the wind and fire are symbols of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. Jesus said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." That's John 3:8. And as we look at the wind of God, it's independent of any power other than the sovereign will of God. It is sensible in its effects. What do I mean by that? In other words, we can actually hear it. Jesus said, "Thou hearest the sound." So there's a clear, evident manifestation in the natural realm. Think of that. It's powerful. As the Lord passed by Elijah, as recorded in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, verse 11, the word says, "A great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord." So, also, it's not only powerful, but the wind of God is life-giving. It's revives. It's the breath of God. Remember that the breath of God restored the valley of dry bones into a mighty army. Let me just read that verse found in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. He said unto me, he's speaking now to the prophet Ezekiel, "Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord," again speaking to the Holy Spirit, "come concerning the works of my hands," yes, command ye me, "come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live." Beloved, there is a mighty breath that's coming from heaven. There's the breath of the Lord is blowing. Can you hear it? Do you have spiritual ears to perceive that wind that is coming to revive the valley of dry bones and raise up a people who will know their God and be strong and do exploits? And then there's the fire of God. That's purifying. Isaiah 4:4 promises that he shall wash away the filth of the daughters of Zion. Beloved, that's the church, the body of Christ, by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. His refiner's fire shall purge the sons of Levi, that they, according to Malachi 3:2-3, may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Praise God. The fire of the Lord is illuminating. It gives light. In the daytime, it says, he led the children of Israel with a cloud, and all night with the light of a fire. That's Psalm 78:14. So, beloved, when we see the wind and the fire of God in conjunction, I just, as the Lord gave that to me, I believe that together that denotes a new moving of God's Spirit in your life. If you have ears to receive, he that has ears to hear, let him hear the word of the Lord. If you're being stirred by the Spirit of God, I believe this message is for you. It's conveying what the Lord wants to do in your life. The purposes of God that I'm sharing are going to be intensified in your life until all of us, praise God, whose heart is after the Lord, we're going to come forth refined and beautiful in his sight as pure as gold. Beloved, my heart is stirred in expectation as he's preparing a bride. There's a remnant that are going to experience a greater manifestation of the presence of God. Beloved, as we look at the book of Acts, look at the mighty acts and works that they did. Well, beloved, you know, the book of Acts doesn't end with a final chapter. That's the acts of not the apostles, but the Holy Spirit through the apostles, through the early church. And he's the same today and forever. The church was birth, beloved, in the wind and fire of God on the day of Pentecost. And over the centuries, the devil's tried to destroy that power. But, beloved, the revelation of God's truth today is restoring a mighty, triumphant body of Christ in the earth. Oh, it's true. Many are preaching a watered-down gospel. Many might be preaching from pulpits that which will tickle the ears, that which is politically expedient, that that which will not offend anyone, that which will not touch any particular group of people. Beloved, we are all sinners gone astray. Everyone has gone away and into their own way. None of us have are righteous before the Lord except through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Joel speaks of a great and strong people set in battle array. He says that a vower devoureth before them. This is Joel 2 and 3. And behind them a flame burneth, who all are as mighty men, marching every man on his way, and they shall not turn aside from their ranks. Beloved, I believe for those who are seeking and following the Lord, oh, none of us are perfect. We, God knows our infirmities. He knows our failing. But if we have a humble, repentant heart, that's all that matters. If we keep trying, if we keep getting up, if we just keep declaring the word of the Lord, that the Lord is my strength and my salvation, I shall not fear. Praise God. Beloved, He is the joy of your salvation. I believe that joy is going to be increased. Your joy in the Lord, the joy of anticipation, the joy of satisfaction. It's the joy that adversity cannot destroy. Oh, praise God. I feel the presence and anointing of the Lord. My beloved, many came for the fishes and loaves, the Lord would say. Many came for the miracles when I walked among the multitudes, but only my disciples, my true friends, gathered together in the upper room to wait for the promise of my Father. Not only were they in one accord with one another, but as they tarried in prayer, they were one with my spirit and with my purposes, and therefore I sent my wind and my fire. Even so, today must my people seek me in prayer, for I have much to teach and much to reveal. Above all, my beloved, let my truth reign in your heart. In this way will my people be as one. Nurture and strengthen my body. Recoil from divisions and evil speaking. Love one another, and in so doing, you will be one with my Father and one with me, says your Lord. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Beloved, what a great privilege it is that the Lord has counted us worthy to be as His hands and His feet, a voice in the earth to reveal Jesus as Lord of all. A time is coming when every knee will bow before His majesty, praise God. And I'm glad to be a part of what He's doing. I invite you to be a part with your prayer support, with your financial help as the Lord leads. I invite you to send those prayer requests. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, let me know. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. And until next time, I love you. God bless you. And may the Lord's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.